This is Ozarks at Large. In light of political scandals in Arkansas recently, one of which led to the resignation of State Senator Paul Book out of Jonesboro, there was a discussion on this week's edition of Capital View about politics and ethics. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas and co-host David Goins invited State Representative Warwick Sabin, a Democrat from Little Rock and an advocate for ethics reform, and Political Animals Club President Rex Nelson to talk about ethics. Nelson is a former communication director for Governor Mike Beebe. The two, as you might imagine, offered contradictory opinions.
First question goes over here, and thanks for joining the long table. I guess let's start with Senator Paul Bookout from Jonesboro, his resignation on Tuesday from the state Senate. Just as a colleague, you know, being over from the House, your kind of thoughts on what's developed this week?
Sure. Well, I think most of us in the House and the Senate are glad that Senator Bookout resigned. I think it was important that he take quick action. Of course, there's been a special prosecutor already appointed, and we have to try to overcome this impression that the elected officials in Arkansas have an unsurmountable ethical problem here, because it obviously makes all of our institutions look bad, it makes all of us as elected officials look bad, and we need to assure the people of Arkansas that there are some of us who aren't engaged in these kind of actions, and we're going to take quick action against those who violate it. But on a long-term basis, as you might know, I had brought some ethics legislation forward during this previous legislative session. I'm going to be more motivated to do so going forward. I think my colleagues will join me, and we'll have a very serious package that we'll be able to work on in a bipartisan basis. And again, get some of these rules passed so that what Senator Bookout did and what others have done won't be possible in the future.
I'm going to use some of Representative Sabin's word, insurmountable problem. Do you get a sense that there's this sense in the public that everyone's doing this?
Yeah, David, the thing that interests me as a political animal is what effect, if any, does this have on the 2014 elections, especially for legislative seats? The House is very much in play. Republicans hold a very narrow House majority, 51-48. Senate not so much in play, but still, what kind of effect does it have? And all I can tell you is what my personal experience has been in the past. I was Mike Huckabee's campaign manager in 1998 when we had the Nick Wilson scandal. Of course, Senator Nick Wilson ends up going to federal prison. Other Democratic colleagues in the Senate were indicted, and it helped us politically, quite frankly. So I think that is a question going forward, is what are the political implications going to be in 2014?
Of course, with regard to the legislature, but also with regard to the constitutional offices, you have a situation where there are members of both parties who have walked right up to that line or who have gone over that line, and whether or not that really, you know, makes it an advantage for one party or the other in this particular cycle, I would question. I think we need to try to come together on a bipartisan basis to address these issues to make sure they don't happen again. And I think, you know, again, for one party to try to, you know, utilize these ethical transgressions as political tools in a campaign, I think is dangerous, because it's basically thermonuclear war between both parties, and both parties are likely to be hurt very considerably by that.
Yeah, the fact is, though, that Bookout is the one who has been issued the biggest fine in the history of the Arkansas Ethics Commission, and certainly if he is indicted between now and that election, I do think it'll be used politically. Whether it's effective or not, again, I'm not ready to say that.
I mean, sure. Do you think someone else will be digging around into other legislators and maybe
absolutely.
Find something on the other?
Absolutely.
I think that's already happening.
Yeah.
And again, you know, after Martha Shoffner, we've had some, you know, issues that have come up with Secretary of State Mark Martin, Lieutenant Governor Mark Dar. I think, you know, again, we're going to see that wind its way through the process. But again, you know, what we need to do is really come together as both parties to fix a system that's broken, give the Ethics Commission more teeth, and make sure that these rules aren't violated.
Let's
in the future.
Talk about this teeth that you're talking about putting into the Ethics Commission, because politically that's been very difficult to do over the years, because legislators have not wanted to self-regulate. Do you think that there's a threshold that's been crossed now where you will see legislators, because it could help you guys to have someone at the Ethics Commission actually overseeing some of your reports when they come in, and you flag those discrepancies early on and it doesn't build up for years. Rex, could you see that happening?
Yeah, absolutely. We live in that world where perception is reality, and I think the perception of too many Arkansans is that the State Ethics Commission is the proverbial toothless tiger, that too often on things people think, well, something should have happened. More seriously, we have the letter of reprimand, and the letter of reprimand really doesn't do much.
Well, and really an $8,000 fine on $50,000 of misspent funds is pretty small. I mean, it's not apples to me.
Well, and the Ethics Commission's always been reactive instead of proactive, and it can only take action when somebody files a complaint, and I think that's one of the things we need to address, and I've always been in favor of giving the Ethics Commission more teeth. And just to be blunt and address your question, it has always been difficult within the body to convince colleagues to go ahead and take these kinds of actions, but I think we have crossed an important threshold. I also think the experience that I had this past session, where I worked with my Republican Senate colleague, John Woods, was able to pass ethics legislation on a bipartisan, bicameral basis because we had the threat of a referendum at the ballot through Regnant Populist. That was really what kind of motivated our colleagues to get behind our effort. I think we can do the same thing in the next session and get some serious ethics legislation passed.
I would say, looking at the language of that, what you worked on with Senator Woods, is there anything in there? I mean, I've looked it over. That prevents something like a book out situation.
Those were different issues that we dealt with there. But, you know, I was the lead House sponsor along with Senator Bruce Malik on ethics legislation that would have prevented members from using their campaign contributions to pay for ticketed events, fundraisers, which is something that Senator Bookout did do. And also, we sponsored legislation to prevent contributions from multiple corporations controlled by the same majority owner, which is another, questionable practice that we have. And so those things, along with strengthening the Ethics Commission and addressing some of these other, basically conversion of campaign funds to personal funds, we need to do that in the next session.
Again, to both of you, and Rex, I'll start with you. What do you think could realistically happen, though? What do you think the legislature would put into writing and actually take a stab at passing in terms of true ethics reform? Some of this teeth that you're talking about putting in legislation.
I've got to be honest with you. I know Work was saying he was being frank, and I'll be frank. I don't think the legislature itself will do much. I think if something's done, if you're going to get a lot more teeth, it is going to have to be the voters of Arkansas and not the members of the Arkansas legislature. That's just based on many years of working with and watching the Arkansas legislature.
Rex says you can't do it, Warren.
Well, I mean, again, I respectfully disagree, just because, again, we did it, again, with some pressure being applied from the outside, the idea being that if we didn't self-regulate, then there would be an effort on the outside by the voters at the ballot box. And so we went ahead and referred our own constitutional amendment. I will talk to my colleagues and I'll say, you know, if we don't do this ourselves, it will happen whether we like it or not. And in my case, obviously, I like it. And that was exactly what we did this last session, which is why I'm confident that after everything that's happened these last few weeks, we can go, you know, into the legislature in the 2015 session and pass some of this.
I hope you're right.
I hope so, too.
We heard State Representative Warwick Sabin, a Democrat of Little Rock, and Rex Nelson, a former communication director for Governor Mike Huckabee, on the program The Capitol View, which is seen on Sundays in Central Arkansas on KARK-TV.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas and Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell William Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the United States. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.